Well, good morning. This is Chair Rena Moran, pursuit of House Rule 10.01. I call the remote meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order. Ms. Sparkman, will you take the roll?
Chair Moran?
Present.
Moran, present. Vice Chair Olson?
Present.
Olson, present. Representative Garofalo? Representative
Garofalo
present. Representative Albright?
Present.
Albright, present. Representative Becker-Finn?
Present.
Becker-Finn, present. Representative Bernardi?
Present.
Bernardi, present. Representative Eklund?
Present.
Eklund, present. Representative Hansen?
Hansen, present.
Hansen, present. Representative Hassan? Representative Hassan? Representative Hertas? Representative Hertas? Representative Hornstein?
Present.
Hornstein, present. Representative Johnson?
Present.
Johnson, present. Representative Kreisha?
Kreisha, present.
Kreisha, present. Representative Liebling?
Present.
Liebling, present. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, present.
Lilly, present. Representative Mariani? Representative Mariani? Representative Marquardt?
Present.
Marquardt, present. Representative Miller?
Present.
Miller, present. Representative Nash?
Present.
Nash, present. Representative Nelson?
Present.
Nelson, present. Representative Noor?
Present.
Noor, present. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, present.
O'Neill, present. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, present.
Pawlowski, present. Representative Petersburg?
Present.
Petersburg, present. Representative Pinto?
Present.
Pinto, present. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, present.
Schumacher, present. Representative Schultz?
Present.
Schultz, present. Representative Scott?
Present.
Scott, present. Representative Sandin?
Present.
Sandin, present. Representative Hassan? Representative Hertas? Representative Mariani? Madam Chair, that concludes the roll. There is a quorum present.
Okay, wonderful. A quorum is present. So welcome, members. Happy Monday. Our next agenda item is approval of the minutes from our hearing on Tuesday, February the 9th. The minutes were included in the hearing documents emailed to you by committee staff. Are there any questions or corrections on the minutes? Okay. If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
So move, Madam Chair.
So Vice Chair Olson moves approval of the minutes for February the 9th of 2021. Please unmute briefly for a voice vote. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. Thank you, members. So we have a few bills on the agenda today that do not have a general fund impact. So I would like to move these out to the floor while we wait for the February forecast. The first bill today is House File 88, Representative Lippert. So the chair will move that House File 88 be recommended for placement on the general register. Representative Lippert, welcome to the committee. Please tell us about your bill.
Thank you, Chair Moran, and members. This was a bill that was moving last year that was stalled by COVID. The bill explicitly authorizes the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs to operate adult daycare programs for veterans. Adult day service programs provide a variety of supports for older adults and their families. They can be a lifeline for caregivers, especially who need moments of respite in the midst of grueling caregiving responsibilities. Currently, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs just reopened its adult vape program at its Minneapolis Veterans Home. The program had been paused due to COVID. It's one of the first in the nation. The VA adult vape program is established and operating within the MDVA's understanding of Minnesota Statute 198.006, but this bill provides the explicit statutory authority to operate the adult vape program and the associated authority to develop rules, policies, and procedures for the operations of the program. Ben Johnson from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs should be here to answer questions if needed as well.
Thank you, Representative Lipper. There are no amendments filed for this bill. So do we have any questions or comments from committee members?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Garofalo?
I'm using the raise hand feature. Are you able to see that or not?
I do not have that open, but I can open it. I do see you now. Please, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Lippert, either a question for you or for nonpartisan staff. On line 15 of the bill, who is program recipients?
Okay. Representative Lippert, are you able to respond to that?
I'll turn to other nonpartisan staff or Ben Johnson for that.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
Chair Moran, Representative Garofalo, the program participants are the individuals from the community who would be staying during the day at the adult day program.
Okay, so, Madam Chair, Mr. Johnson, it's the heroes, right? I mean, the people who are using these services, right? Okay. And then when, if I could just ask a follow-up question, Madam Chair. So when it comes to the commissioner that's referenced earlier in the bill, that is the commissioner of the State Department of, it's the Department of Veterans Affairs?
Mr. Johnson?
Chair Moran, Representative Garofalo, that's correct.
Okay. And then this might, Madam Chair, this might be a question more for our fiscal staff, but so the money that's collected from these fees, is that deposited in a special revenue fund? Or what's the accounting for those revenues that come in?
Mr. Marks, please.
Madam Chair, I believe Helen Roberts is also on the call, the fiscal analyst for state government. She could respond to that, I believe.
Okay, Ms. Roberts?
Madam Chair and members, my understanding is that these fees go into the special revenue fund that is used to for general operations of the veterans' homes.
Mm. Representative Garofalo.
Okay, and Madam Chair, I mean, do we have an estimate for this accounting and what the, I guess, either the number of people served, the amount of revenue collected?
That's far. Ms. Roberts, do we have that information?
Madam Chair and members, the department did provide some additional information that should be was in the handouts, and I think I would direct any questions about specific amounts to Mr. Johnson.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
So, Mr. Johnson, I'm sorry to interrupt, Madam Chair, but Madam Chair, Mr. Johnson. So, there's some references in this to per diem rates and whatnot. Is this a complete accounting of what we expect the revenue expenditures to be?
Mr. Johnson?
Well, Chair Moran, Representative Garofalo, that's correct. The memorandum that we put together was a summary of what we've collected over the past five fiscal years, give or take. The federal government recently upped their VA per diems. You can see, I guess if you're looking at the first page of the memo, their VA per diems and prevailing rates are reimbursements from the federal VA for providing services to the participants of the program. We also have reinstituted the option to collect a copay for services based on their participants' ability to pay. We have been operating this program out of the base operating accounts for the state veterans homes. So it's not something that ever pays for itself, but the services that we provide in the model of care is something that we think is very important. So where participants have the ability to offset some of the costs of the services, we would be collecting those to the second part of your question, we have reopened after about almost a year of being closed and only doing community-provided care and services, going out into the community rather than having participants come to the Minneapolis Veterans Home campus. So beginning the first of this month, we've opened up to about 10 on any given day. We think that based on the recommendations from the Department of Health and looking at the service model and trying to keep in mind the number of residents we can safely serve as a result of the pandemic, 10 is about our average right now.
Okay. And Madam Chair, thank you. And Mr. Yes. Johnson, thank you for that. There's two concerns, I guess, I have with this bill today. And first of all is that, you know, we get our fiscal notes from the Legislative Budget Office in terms of assumptions and analysis. And reviewing the website last night, I did not see any Legislative Budget Office fiscal notes for this at all. And I just want to confirm that I didn't miss any information on this at all.
Mr. Johnson.
Chair Moran, Representative Ruffel, that's correct. I will note, however, that the request in front of you, this additional legislative language, is the result of an audit conducted by the legislative budget audit officer. And we were encouraged to seek explicit authority to be able to collect fees from program participants. It's something that we had done and then stopped doing. And the recommendation was not a negative citation. It was just an encouragement to clean it up. The perspective of Mr. Nobles was that this is something that we should have explicit authority to do.
Mm. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Mr. Johnson, just to be clear, my concern here is that you're kind of getting caught in the collateral damage of executive and legislative branches. First of all, I never miss an opportunity to bring up the term Legislative Budget Office to remind members of the fact that we actually used to rely exclusively on the executive branch to put together our fiscal notes. And under that important reform, as most states do, now we have the legislature in charge of its fiscal notes. So that has nothing to do with you. That is just a highlight of a reform I'm really glad that we implemented. But this does seem like this would be something that we should see a fiscal note on. Now, that's why I asked if the revenue was going into the special revenue fund. I don't anticipate there'd be any general fund impact, but our oversight goes beyond the general fund. And so I guess I'm either for nonpartisan staff or for you, Madam Chair, or perhaps the author, if someone kind of wants to outline for me why we are not seeing a Legislative Budget Office fiscal note on this bill today.
So I would like to remind the members that this bill originally was on the House floor, and I requested it to come to Ways and Means. So while the bill does reflect a current practice by the department, and it does not have a net fiscal impact, it does, though, create a new statutory authority for collecting the fees and federal funds. So, you know, we thought it was appropriate for the Ways and Means Committee to review this legislation, but it does not have a net fiscal impact.
But Madam Chair, I do think it's important for there to be transparency for members to understand what this fee amount is. What the bill does is it codifies a practice of, you know, I used the term heroes earlier. It codifies the fee collection from these heroes for the services they're receiving when, the private sector is not like this, but right now the state of Minnesota is awash in money. The state of Minnesota has billions of dollars sitting in our reserves. We're about to get billions of dollars from the federal government. The state capital is, the private sector economy is not drowning in money, but the state government's about to be drowning in money. And it just seems to me that if we can get a proper accounting of what these fees are, this is something that perhaps the state could be picking up these costs for these individual heroes, that we could be doing that. Not on a permanent basis, but on a temporary basis, we could be providing these resources that way by spending down some of the budget reserve. But in order to have a proper accounting of whether that's a good decision or not, it'd be good to know to have the Legislative Budget Office look at this.
Well, Representative Garofalo, I do hope that the state will be drowning in money, because this pandemic has had some really adverse impacts on communities and businesses across the state of Minnesota. So that is, you know, something that we hoping that the forecast will show us, so that we can make sure that we are working on behalf of Minnesotans under a pandemic to make their lives better. But I think I'm going to pass it on to Mr. Marks and see if he has any response to your concerns.
Madam Chair, and also Representative Garofalo, we discussed this bill a little bit, and essentially because it's codifying current practice, we assumed a fiscal note would probably show no change or zeros, basically, this was the current practice. The legislative auditor suggested that the Department of Veterans Affairs ought to seek clear statutory authority for this program and for charging fees, because the statutory authority they were doing it under was somewhat unclear whether they could do it or not. So it's not really a change from current practice, which is what a fiscal note shows. So that's why we didn't request a fiscal note. And we have the memo that Ms. Roberts prepared along with the background information from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay. And Madam Chair and Mr. Marks, thank you. And I appreciate that explanation. I hope members are aware. I mean, this is very I respect the fact that we're not changing current practice, so there is no change in I absolutely respect that. But for those of us who may be interested in providing relief to these individuals and getting these fees waived, that would involve the Legislative Budget Office. This is precisely why we move these functions from the executive branch to the legislative branch, just in terms of an information gathering. Representative Lippert, it has no criticism about the existing program or assessments. It's just part of our oversight functions. And Madam Chair, when it comes to Legislative Budget Office, it would seem like this would be good information to leverage those resources for us. And Mr. Marks, outside of the standard fiscal note process, it would seem like this would be, it seemed like the kind of thing that we should be able to see in the existing special revenue fund. We should be able to go into that and see, like, here's the amount of revenue that's coming in from the accounting system. And I'm not sure that's what we see in the memo from the executive branch.
Madam Chair, and Representative Garofalo, we can find that information. The type of bill that would get that information also would be a bill prohibiting them from charging fees for the adult daycare program.
Thank you, Mr. Marks. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Marks. But again, I respect what you're saying, Mr. Marks, but you also understand that before I would want to introduce that prohibition on fees, I would like to know what the revenue impact would be. So it's chicken and egg.
Okay. So
am I running from the bear because I'm scared, or am I scared because I'm running from the bear?
Yeah.
So thank you, Madam Chair, Mr. Marks, and Representative Lippert. Again, I think I've voiced my concerns about both issues, but that may be something we look into, is that maybe, you know, on the House floor, we're not going to be able to offer an amendment saying that the state should pick up these fees on a temporary basis. The House rules prohibit that unless there's a different interpretation of the rules than I understand. But I just wanted to highlight those concerns, Madam Chair.
Representative Tina Liebling.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I just wanted to raise my hand to push back a little bit on the advertisement for the Legislative Budget Office. So I just, not exactly connected to Representative Lippert's bill, but this is Ways and Means, so this is kind of the place for these things. I just would say that since the Republicans grew government by creating this new agency, as a fiscal chair, I've yet to see that it's really benefited anything. What I've seen is that it slows everything down. So I know that there was mistrust of the executive branch, and that was part of, at least I assume, that was part of why this new branch of government or new agency of government was created. But I guess I just would like to add a little bit of the opposing view here since the advertisement was made. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Liebling. Appreciate that insight. Yes. Representative Ruffalo.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I don't want to turn this into a debate about the Legislative Budget Office, but just a reminder to my colleague, Representative Liebling, that Republicans can't do anything by ourselves. The Legislative Budget Office was signed into law because it was passed by both Republicans and DFLers and signed into law by a DFL governor. So just pointing that out.
Yeah. And let me just point out that we're talking about our heroes, right? And we're talking about where they are right now on the pandemic and giving them access to their daycare. And so we want to make sure that this bill moves through so that we are providing a service to our veterans who are our heroes. And so with that, are there any other questions? Okay, there being no other questions, the chair renews her motion that House File 88 be recommended for placement on the general register. Ms. Sparkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Yes.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
No.
Garofalo, no. Representative Albright?
No.
Albright, no. Representative Becker Finn?
Aye.
Becker Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas?
Hertas, no.
Hertas, no. Representative Hornstein?
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson? Representative Johnson?
No.
Johnson, no. Representative Cresha?
Cresha, no.
Cresha, no. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
No.
Miller, no. Representative Nash?
Nash, no.
Nash, no. Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, no.
O'Neill, no. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
No.
Petersburg, no. Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher? Representative Schumacher? Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. 20 ayes, 9 nays.
So there have been 20 ayes and 9 nays. The motion prevails, and House File 88 is recommended for placement on the general register. Thank you, Representative Lipper, for bringing this bill forward.
Thank you, Chair and members.
So, Chair Hansen, the next two bills are yours. So let's start with House File 151. I understand you have an author's amendment for the bill. And if you'd like to move the bill and give us some information about it, we can take up the amendment afterwards.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move that House File 151 be recommended to be placed on the general register. Madam Chair, House File 151 is the 2021 LCCMR bill for fiscal 22. It appropriates $70.88 million in FY22 from the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. All of the 88 project appropriations in House File 151 were unanimously passed by the LCCMR on November 18th, 2020. This bill does not delete, add to, or modify any of these projects, with the exception of the slight technical amendment that we are going to be considering. Senate file number is 690 and is chief authored by Senator Ingebrigtsen. It is scheduled for a hearing in the Senate Environment and Natural Resources Finance Committee for Wednesday, February 24th.
All right. Thank you, Chair Hansen. Would you also like to move your A1 amendment and tell us what it does?
I would move the A1 amendment, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It adds the word for.
All right. Well, thank you. Are there any questions to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, Chair Hansen renews his motion to adopt the A1 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion prevails and the A1 amendment is adopted. Okay, we do have available Becca Nash, who's the Director of Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota's Review, Minnesota Resources, available for any questions. Are there any questions or comments to the bill as amended? Seeing none.
Madam Chair, Representative
Garofalo. Okay, maybe I need to open that up. Representative Garofalo, sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you, ma'am. I just want to make sure I'm not interrupting you. I do want to use the raise hands feature. So,
yes. Okay,
Madam Chair, I want to thank Representative Hansen for his work in this bill. While I'll be voting no on this today, I do recognize they put a lot of work into it, and there does seem to be some consensus on this. For our nonpartisan staff, I do have an underlying question about the constitutional amendment that authorizes this. It expires, it says the current constitutional amendment goes until 2025, and I'm wondering if our nonpartisan staff knows if that means the end of 2025 or the end of 2024. So like when they says to 2025, does that expire on January 1st of 2025?
Okay, who do we have there? Mr. Marks, maybe?
Madam Chair, I would defer to Ms. Nash.
Ms. Nash, please.
Madam Chair and members, my understanding is that it is December of 2024 where it would end.
And Ms. Nash, if you could just send me an email confirming that, I just wanted to make sure. So, okay. Again, Madam Chair, I'll be voting no on this bill today because I have other concerns beyond the standing. But I want to make sure I show my respect to the senior member of the Dakota County delegation, Representative Hansen, and say that I expect there'll be a diversity of opinion on this issue. So thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you. Any other questions, comments? Let me just make sure I'm checking that raise hand feature. Okay, seeing none. Chair Hansen renews his motion that House File 151, as amended, be recommended for placement on the general register. Ms. Sparkman would take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Yes.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
No.
Garofalo, no. Representative Albright?
No.
Albright, no. Representative Becker-Finn?
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas?
Hertas, no.
Hertas, no. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
No.
Johnson, no.
Johnson, no.
Representative Kreisha?
Aye, just a second.
Kreisha, no.
Kreisha, no. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani? Representative Mariani? Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, no.
Miller, no. Representative Nash?
Nash, no.
Nash, no. Representative Nelson?
Aye. Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Neuer?
Neuer, aye.
Neuer, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, no.
O'Neill, no. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, no.
Schumacher, no. Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
No.
Scott, no. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. 19 ayes, 10 nays.
That is wonderful. Well, there have been 19 ayes and 2 nays. The motion prevails in House File 191.
Madam Chair, 10 nays.
10 nays, I'm sorry. 19 ayes and 10 nays. The motion prevails in House File 151 as amended. It's recommended for placement on the general register. Thank you. So members, our last two bills are from the Transportation Committee, and I understand that we may see a few more bills like these later this session. So we're going to now start with Chair Hansen, House File 29. Would you like to move your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move House File 29 be recommended to be placed on the general register.
Thank you, Chair Hansen. There are no amendments filed for this bill. Would you like to explain the bill for us?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I'd like you to imagine 76 years ago today, the Battle of Iwo Jima was raging. It was one of the bloodiest battles in the Pacific theater in World War II. The battle started on February 19th, and on February 20th, 76 years ago, Saturday, Private Joseph Marthaler was killed in action. What this bill does is it creates a memorial bridge on Highway 52 near where the Marthaler farm was in West St. Paul, where Joseph Marthaler left to go into service. The cost for this are covered by a volunteer group. There is no cost to the state, and it would provide a lasting memorial to Private Joseph Marthaler, killed in action, a member of the greatest generation in World War II. Thank you for your support.
Sounds like a great bill. Are there any questions or comments from committee members? Okay. Representative Garofalo.
Yep. Madam Chair, thank you, Representative Hansen. This is a great bill. As you mentioned, it's paid for by non-public sources that reimburse the state. It's a great way to honor our heroes, and I'd encourage members to vote yes. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Let me just, okay. So there have been no further questions or discussion. Chair Hansen renews his motion that House File 29 be recommended for placement on the general register. Ms. Sparkman would take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Yes.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker-Finn?
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas?
Hertas, aye.
Hertas, aye. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Kreisha, aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, aye.
Miller, aye. Representative Nash?
Nash, aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson?
Aye. Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. 29 ayes, 0 nays.
Wow, awesome. So there being 29 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. House File 29 is recommended for placement on the General Register. Congratulations, Chair Hansen. So we're going to move on to our last bill, which is House File 482. Representative Petersburg, would you like to move your bill and tell us about it?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move House File 482 to be referred back to the General Registry. So this bill is about Corporal Caleb Erickson, who in 2014 was killed in the line of duty over in Afghanistan from a suicide bomber. Earlier, before he graduated from high school, he always wanted to join the Marines. And so upon graduation, he did and was over there. This happened during my first term as a freshman, and we had a resolution on the House floor and a moment of silence, just recognizing his sacrifice for us. There was a long procession as his body came through Waseca and laid to rest. And this bill just allows the Highway 13 that goes north and south through two townships, including the city of Waseca, to be commemorated as a memorial for Corporal Caleb Erickson. And it's something in which local FFA and VFW and Legion supported and asked for us to be able to give this tribute so that people will remember the sacrifice that he gave for his country and for our freedoms. And that is it, Madam Chair.
Well, another great bill, again, just honoring our veterans, and just want to say thank you for bringing this bill forward. So Representative Peterson renews his motion. I'm sorry. we're not that far yet. We do want to open it up for questions. Are there any other questions or comments from committee members? Representative Garofalo?
It's a good bill, and we should all vote for it.
Okay, awesome. Any other questions or discussions? Being none, Representative Petersburg renews his motion that House File 482 be recommended for placement on the General Register. Ms. Sparkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Yes.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker-Finn?
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen? Representative Hansen? Representative Hassan? Representative Hassan? Representative Hertas?
Hertas, aye.
Hertas, aye. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Johnson, aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Kreisha, aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, aye.
Miller, aye. Representative Nash?
Nash, aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan? Great, awesome.
So there being 28 aye and zero nays, the motion prevails. And House File 482 is recommended for placement on the general register. So members, that concludes our business for today. Next week, we should have the February forecast available for review by the committee. We look forward to that. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.